Blog Talk Radio. Pandemic. Here we are. She's raising the ball. Blog Talk Radio, isn't it?
No. Are you crazy?
What is it, nine? Is it nine?
It's got to be at least 10 or 11. We're going into
really?
June next
I thought
week.
That, wait. Yes. You know what? I'm going. Well, don't forget, it was mid-March.
Right. March
mid-March.
17th, 16th. It went into effect.
I'm trying to think
13th
of when.
The last time I saw you, and
yes,
that weekend
and that
it went into
Friday.
Effect. Right.
Right.
So June, in the middle of June, will make 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right. Right,
crazy.
Because I remember St. Patrick's Day was a Tuesday, and that's
mm-hmm.
when everything was official.
Yeah, everything
no
shut
parade.
Down on Monday night. Yep, because that was the last time I went to the
church. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, here, in Brooklyn, it was the restaurants were closed. Well, it's the same thing. Closed midnight on Sunday, so that's Monday. So so that's kind of crazy. But welcome people to She's Raising the Ball Blog Talk Radio, and we're coming at you live and kicking. Nothing stopping us. We're here. We're going to be here. I don't know. How should I end with that? We're going to be here till what, Elite?
I hear you cackling. To get used
right,
to our voices
it.
And enjoy the show.
Get used to our voices. Yeah, no reverb, no nothing, but this is just the sound of raw radio. You know,
mm-hmm.
back in the day when anything can happen, technical difficulties have happened. I mean, there was a couple of times on the show that just could. Certain shows were great and smooth as silk. And then there's certain shows you could hear, when I listen to the playback later, I hear little things here and there and little sounds that are picked up. I mean, I have behind my head. So sometimes they're louder than usual, and sometimes, for whatever reason,
I haven't heard a peep yet.
I don't know why they're quiet. They're looking at some. I'm looking at them now. They're looking at something outside. I don't know what has their attention. But they're just being very quiet. So allow me to introduce the cast of characters in this two-person play. Sitting to my left and very far over the Verrazano Bridge is the lovely, well, I would say, it's definitely a toll and about how many, I'm trying
miles.
To think when I, 37 minutes away from me. Because I was passing your area yesterday, I was coming home from Staten Island. It was about 37 minutes to my house. The lovely Elite Ziegelman, who's been riding shotgun with me. Pass that ear. Give her a
hand.
She deserves it.
Thank you.
Not an easy job.
And to my right is the lovely and most talented Lori Towers.
I'm going to give myself.
Why not?
Why not? I think it's okay. A little back padding doesn't hurt anybody. I think it's a good thing. So, Elise, what are you up to? How's everything in your world? Talk to me.
Everything is good, It's, slow moving, which is okay. It's good to be slow moving in New York City. And pretty much status quo since we've been in quarantine.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's springtime. The lovely weather has been beautiful. So that's the only thing I could say that's the best part of this whole thing.
What's amazing, because you think about, I see people starting to feel this, and you see people getting antsy, and you see people getting angry, and all of it is certainly appropriate. And I think to myself, how much worse this would have been if this were
wintertime.
If this was October, like the end of October, and then you have the rest of the winter to go through this. Oh my God.
How about
God.
Christmas time, the holiday times? That would be even worse.
I
don't know how people are
going to
do it this year. I really don't know. It's going to be a lot of online stuff.
Yeah. Which, you know, again, it's fine, but there's just something about walking through a mall and seeing lights and seeing.
Since when is it like
something? You know what I'm saying? No. I'm not saying for sure. No. See, now
you
listen,
all
sweetheart.
People
now, listen.
Saying that?
Now you listen to me. I didn't say walking through a mall for clothing. I said walking through a mall and hearing the appropriately placed holiday music. And I'm not saying holiday music
amazing.
Starting in November. No.
Yes,
I'm talking
it
holiday
does.
In December. That's fine. But that's what I'm saying. And that would have been such a horrible thing not to. Let's see if we have it this year. Let's see if we have it this year. It's so.
Yeah, it's going to be very different.
It's so
very
hard
different.
To gauge.
Yeah.
It's so hard to gauge. So that's.
I have to tell you, New York is still suffering bad from this whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the death rates are going up. This, you know, the people that they're getting it is going up. It's just getting worse and worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I tell people this is not a time to get sick. And I'm not saying, and there's a lot of people, and people aren't reporting this, but a lot of people, and we have a mutual friend that had gotten COVID, and they recover and they go home and they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still not the time to let your health lapse. This is not the time to be in a hospital where your loved ones can't see you. And I think about the people that are having babies now. You know, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I've
even
seen so
if
many
you have
pictures
your spouse,
of like, I mean, I'm sorry, so many pictures
of
grandmothers that can't see their grandkids because they're not allowed by them. You know, they're not allowed to see the kid yet. You know, it's just, it's very tough, very tough.
Well, you know, the things that I'm seeing are the people that, you know, you see the great grandmothers waiting to see their, and people are just driving
mm-hmm.
to the houses. The grandmothers come out and they look, and they,
and
you know what? It's not the way it should be, but it's something.
Yeah.
It's at least something.
It makes you feel
because
better.
This is just, it's just, you know, and recently my mother-in-law passed last week, may her soul rest, and yesterday was her funeral. And we were lucky to be able to have, it was an hour wake, and, you know, Italians love that 4 days of mourning and the wake and throwing themselves in the grave. We love that. But we were only able to have an hour, and then we had graveside. And it's a very different climate because you're so restricted. You're standing there with masks. You really, I mean, although I have to say, you know, people are hugging and people, because that's just a natural thing. You just, somebody is passing and you just, you hold on to people and you just, after a while, you just say, you know, frig this. I'm going to hug somebody who comes up and it's just a different way of living, you know, and it's something that, you know, again, this happened before. During the plague, this happened.
Yeah, I know, but we weren't alive for it. But I have to tell you, it bothers me so much.
I know.
People in masks.
It's hard to see. It's hard to see.
It's so horrible to see. It's just so, I have to say, it's just very ugly. It's an ugly look. It's an ugly thing. It's an ugly feeling.
Yes.
It bothers me a lot. It really bothers
and you
me a
can't,
lot. And then there's people that are just so mean. If they don't see you with a mask, you know, they start yelling at you. It's just terrible. It's just a terrible way. I mean, you know, let's all stick together. We're all in it together. Let's not be mean to each other.
What's hard is I know I have a thicker mask, and it's hard to talk to people. You know, it's through a mask. People can't hear what you're saying. And it really stunts a lot of the social intercourse. It's like if you can't hug, you want to be heard.
Right.
And you just can't. You just can't. And it's just such a different way of living. And like I said, yesterday I was thinking about all the past wakes that I've been to since I was like maybe four. And it was so different because people were like, you know, can I hug you? Can I not hug you? And you realize at a certain point, you just say, you know what? Look, whatever, we have to, you know, you have to embrace. And this is where we are now. It's a very different way of living. And I think that also propels the people to want to get out and just say, look, I got to live. I got to live my life. This is just, you know, 2-3 months being confined is not normal for most people. And this is where it's very interesting. You think about people in solitary confinement. You think about people that are like on death row. This is not a normal way for humans to live. You need other people. You need to be able to touch.
Well, I mean, we
you
have a little
different. You need to be able to talk.
Yeah, but they're really they're in just four walls. At least we have a house to walk around in.
This is what I was saying, and I know people are getting sick of me here saying this, but I saw Anne Frank on TCM probably 3 weeks ago, and I'm looking at two families that lived in 750 square feet, where they couldn't walk around during the day, they couldn't flush a toilet during the day, and every time they heard a siren, they kept quiet. We're not living like that. So if they could do it, I can do this. I have a food in the fridge. I'm not worried about that, but it just it's just different than our norm. It's just different than our norm. So our topic today, I don't know if our guest is with us.
No, not yet.
When Vogue magazine. And Vogue magazine, I think, is like any place in the world. You mentioned Vogue. It's fashion. It's just fashion, and it's high gloss. There's a French Vogue. There's a London Vogue.
I was just going to say, there's a Paris Vogue. There's a whole different kind of country Vogues. Yeah.
Yep.
It's
published
everywhere.
And it's this big glossy magazine that used to be about, I think the last time I bought it, maybe it was maybe
remember
2 years ago.
Thick it was?
Probably, yeah.
Was such a thick magazine.
I'm thinking it was like, I'm probably misquoting the price, but I think it was like $6.95 the last time I bought it. When I saw that Vogue magazine is giving a subscription for $12 a year, I said, oops, what's going on? Either maybe they're doing bi-monthly, maybe, but either way, you're talking about a number that is unheard of.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm thinking to myself, where is fashion going to go? And as I'm sitting here, I'm sitting at my desk, and you know I love Coco Chanel. And my mouse pad is a quote from Coco Chanel, and it says, "I don't do fashion, I am fashion." And that was one of her famous quotes. And I think to myself, what would she be thinking now? You know, you think about, well, what would so-and-so do? What would she think of all this? And that's what I'm thinking now. What would she be thinking of this? How would she try to fortify her line? How would she try to reinvent anything that she was doing, whether it was perfume, because honestly, it's everything. It's not just fashion. It's just like, it's okay. How can you solicit perfume if nobody has money to buy anything? Where is this going to go? So that's why our LA woman, Lizzie Colosas, is going to be coming at us, and she's going to be filling us in with all the stuff that we need to know about where fashion is going, where it's been, is it ever going to be the same? I mean, all these things, I mean, just like when you think about it, it's just like everything that we knew, we might have to rewrite.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's,
but fashion will always be fashion, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, in a magazine or anything like that. People are always used to fashion. People see the fashion on, you know, the stars. They see it on TV. It's like everywhere. But the magazines, they sold their souls to the advertisements. Only because you open a magazine, you'll get maybe 3 segments of the magazine and the rest is all advertisement. That's why Vogue went from so thin, so thick to being such a thin magazine is because, and it's mostly advertisements.
Yeah.
It used to be full of fashion. I mean, I used to sell magazines years ago. I was always a big magazine, you know, fanatic. But nowadays, I wouldn't buy a magazine if you paid me, because I'm paying for advertisements.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so cheap. There's no content at all.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. The print industry was dwindling down before this. The minute online, you got online interviews and online, it started, and this was like maybe, I'm going to say at least 10 years ago, it started then. So
mm-hmm.
this was just the final nail in the coffin, I think.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder where it's all going to go.
Yeah.
Because, I think that, I mean, people can be clever and people could kind of reinvent things and, you know, reposition where they are. But, yeah, that's definitely going to be hard. It's definitely going to be
yeah,
hard.
It's going to dwindle down to no magazines at all. And, you know, even online, you get the advertisements, too, that pop up. They're in between an article. I mean, you can't help that because it's the only way a magazine will make money. But
yeah,
it's just too much. Nobody wants to see them, you know. And I want to know
yeah.
the percentage of people that read magazines or read them online. How many people really use those advertisements? Do they say, oh, my God, I have to order this or anything like that? I
now,
doubt
wait
it.
A second. Now, wait a second. I will tell you this. One of my businesses has been in a few different magazines, and I remember people coming into me saying, I saw you in Allure 2 years ago, and they clipped the article, and they said, I always wanted to come here, and they did. So I have to say that my business
No,
accelerated.
I'm not saying, right, of course it will. I'm just
right.
saying the advertisement.
So,
were you an advertisement or you were the article?
No, but the thing is, anybody who's looking at print, whether it's an article or advertisement, if you're in a doctor's office, and as annoying as it might seem to have all these old magazines in doctor's office, it actually regenerates some revenue for you. Because if somebody goes into a doctor's office and there's the same magazine for 2 years, there's a potential for people to see your business or your advertising and come to see you. But without that, and again, print is, I don't see it happening for much longer. You could go online. I mean, think about people not reading the New York Times, people not reading the Daily News. People it's a lot easier to get it online.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. I think that's an unfortunate, that's where we might be going. That's where we might be going.
Definitely. I'm going to bring Liz on because Liz is always
Yay!
On time.
Yay!
Welcome.
Lizzie girl.
All the way from L.A. Wow.
How are you?
Wonderful,
we're doing
honey.
Good.
How are you?
We're doing good.
I was listening. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dawn.
I think we might be on our way out with print and fashion
really?
Magazines.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that. You know, you and I had the discussion really quick the other day, Lori, about how I hadn't seen Vogue. What did you say, $12 for
yes.
a subscription?
$12.
I mean,
yeah.
That's insane. I remember the days long time ago when I would just, you know, beg my mom to just buy me one issue for the, you know, for that
yeah.
month. And,
yeah,
sure.
And just, it was so special. But, and I love turning those pages, but how immediate
yeah.
and fast is it to just log on, like Elite was saying, and, you know, to just get it there. Granted, I don't know, maybe because I've been doing the show and I love it so much, I bought two publications, one Vogue with Lady Gaga on the
Good.
Cover. And then
yeah, I saw that,
I
yep.
bought an, that was a, you know, very, very couture for our times. I'm sorry, my mistake. She's actually on In Style. And then I bought Vogue, which related to what we're going through, you know, the whole fashion crisis during Corona. So it was interesting. Vogue took that take. In Style took the opposite take. You know, and you got, looking at the cover, standing in the checking line, I'm granted you've been waiting a while in the line, and it is still enticing. You know, you see Lady Gaga, and you're like, God, you know, her hair's pink now, and I want to do that, and it can, you know, get fantasies going. But it comes down to advertisers and the money. Are they going to be able to hold up?
Right.
Yeah.
I, I really don't know. I feel like it doesn't look. I know they're very worried. I just did a live with Monica Lee, and she's a very, very talented couture designer. And, you know, last time I was on, I was like, organic, hemp, blah, blah, blah. I'm not so sure about fashion. She got me excited about it again. And, you know, she was talking about how, well, I think that women are going to be super excited to dress up and super excited to buy heels. You do?
I think so. I think that once we get out of our cages, I think that, now I'm going to be specific, the people that can will, but that's always been the case. You know, it's always the have and the have-nots. But is that going to be enough to sustain? The people that want to go out and dress flashy and have, you know, apartments here and there, and they can do that. But the majority, are they going to be able to do that? And that's what's going to hurt.
But what the big issue is here is, where are the parties going to be right now? There's not going to be any partying at the moment.
Well, I'm just saying, when
no
when
celebrations,
we open.
No award
no.
shows. I mean,
no,
and that's where
no.
all the fashion really comes from. I mean,
but when we open
big galleries, gatherings, you know?
Yeah, I do agree, because the fashion industry is craving events, craving
right,
awards.
Right, exactly, and that's where you see all the fashion.
You know, and she was basically saying that in so many words nicely. But, you know, once we get up and running again with these events, and a lot of the brands, high-end brands, are not even putting out the next season. They're going to skip a season, which is like unheard of in
fashion.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I could see that, definitely.
And
it,
which is crazy. Crazy, but they can't have a runway show, or they've made a decision not to do it online, virtual, which I get, you know, because a lot of it is the scene and the celebrities and all the pictures. That.
It's the whole event.
So, it's a whole event. So, and I got to admit, I am dying to go to, you know, I used to be like, oh my God, what do I wear to this? Now it's just like, never complain again.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
Take for granted, even in an industry like fashion. But that was also a very, very good point about who can do it. Like, from Monica Lee's standpoint, I think if you can do it, and, you know, not everybody can buy an $800 sweater, you know, or dress. That's not a daily thing. That, you know, even or an event. But for goodness sake, I've even shopped dresses at thrift stores and have found wonderful things. But for the daily thing, what they are calling it, believe it or not, is romantic minimalism. This is like for the day crowd, you know, and kind of taking some of the coronavirus, I don't want to call it the coronavirus confinement, but that's what they say. Coronavirus confinement clothing, like sweats and sportswear, and bringing that, softening it up, you know, bringing it to more like a romantic vibe where things are flowy and yet still comfortable. You know, it's a weird time in fashion because, okay, you have a Zoom conference. You do your makeup, you know, or you have a live, and you do your hair, you do your makeup. You literally could have on your underwear. Well, I guess it depends on the camera, but you could have on your PJs.
Yeah. Totally get it.
You got to put a decent shirt, right?
Yeah.
You have
to put on
a decent top.
I was talking to somebody yesterday that was saying she has not gotten out of lounge pants for 3 months or sweats.
I find that
very disturbing. I find that very disturbing. I got to be honest with you. And Elite knows me. I get dressed the way I'm going to work. I'm dressed every day. My hair is done. My makeup is done.
Exactly.
And that's it. Makeup and everything. And that's, I think, where it's going to go south a little bit. What do you think, Liz?
Lori, that was funny, first of all. that I find that disturbing too, because I'm a little nutty. My kids are like, "Mom, why are rollers in your hair?" And I said, "Well, on the south, number one, and number two, I don't have high-end loungewear. Okay, it's maybe one pair. I can't wear that every day. I can't wear it every day. And sometimes there's also been studies that if you do your makeup and you do dress up a little bit, and you might not have a lot of places to go for the day, it can make you feel better psychologically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons I'm doing some of the lives, to just kind of up it a notch.
Good.
But granted, even that is, I mean, that helps mentally. It does. It does. You know, because you go through days where you're up. It does. And I find sweatpants every day, I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, so
I hate people in sweatpants.
No.
The only place sweatpants should be worn is at the gym. That's it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean,
I don't like that look.
I just, and as far as full-on pajamas, I know another designer, Barney Strauss, that does them, very high-end, very beautiful, but I truly look like I'm in my pajamas. So that can be a hard look to pull off as well. Last week we had talked about the design. I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about designer, I'm talking full-on designer lace and hand beaded sewn mask. No.
You know what? No, wait a second. Look, my thinking is, if masks are going to be part of our wardrobe, and I think they will be for a little bit, why not adorn them? That's fine with me. Look, the truth is, they might be here for a while, so maybe a less surgical look might lift the mood here and there. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Well, I hate those regular masks. They're horrible. But you know what? I ordered a couple of them. It's one of those, like, they're called motorcycle scarves, but they pull over your head, and they wear, like, a really pretty scarf, and they have all different kinds of designs.
Yep.
And it goes over your nose, and it's, you know, your nose and your mouth, and it's so much prettier than wearing those ugly masks, especially the black ones over a white face. Looks terrible.
But I'm going to tell you, Elite, I'm going to tell you something. Those, because I have them, those stretch very easily.
Doesn't matter.
You have
they're
to wash
very
them
ugly
constantly.
On people.
No.
Oh, you're
talking
about
the pattern
scarves.
Ones.
Yeah. Well, no,
I have
mine is
them.
Tight. Mine is pretty tight.
Okay, good. So you probably got a small. Okay. Because
no,
I got a medium.
It didn't come in sizes.
Oh,
sizes.
It didn't?
It just came. It came in one size. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of
just
like
keep washing it.
Because
you like
know,
it?
Well, I mean, stretch it to the where to the point where it fits your face. Because
now,
I feel like my whole face is covered. You know,
I don't know
because I have a smaller face, or the surgical mask I have just doesn't work, or it's stretched out. You know, but I'm not crazy about those. I think standard-wise and requirement-wise, those are the ones that are the safest. So who knows? I might be ordering a designer mask. My husband told me if you do that, I'm not so sure. because, you know, you got to watch that. But and then another thing that I thought was interesting that I wanted to bring up to you guys is they said, so with this whole new, like, loose trouser thing or even flowy dresses, you know, still keeping it loose but more put together, if that makes sense, you know.
Okay.
Not wearing sweatpants, more of a romantic feel, you know, flower dresses and, you know, trouser pants, rib tanks are, which I kind of like, and they had mentioned New York City, are these, like, very, well, pretty much fancy flat shoes, but they have a little heel to them, like almost a little wedge to them. And they said that people in New York City are going to be walking so much because, you know, I would take it the subways are not crowded.
No.
Not right
are
now.
They
no, they're not. They're not. No, they're not. Just essential workers. So it's like I would say we're at 80%, 90%, 10% capacity. We're not where we were. So
okay.
And that's gonna be for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I, you know, they say shoes make the outfit. Out here, everyone drives, you know, and then there's a lot of flip flops, which I'm not happy about. But you know, I do think there's going to be a surge in shoes. I really do, because I kind of feel like I do. I know it sounds a little out there, but I think with things being very minimal, people are going to be like, oh, wow, cool shoes with that, you know, and more on the artistic side. And, but, you know, that's just one thing that has been brought up. Everything is about less is more, like I had mentioned last time, and quality over quantity, low maintenance looks that require less time and money, because they said that we have had plenty of enough time to go through and re-edit our closets in terms of what is important, what do we need, and what do we need to give away. So I have not done that yet, and I've had 16 weeks. So, I mean, you know, I really need to do that. It's a great time, you know, and they said less materialistic needs. We should know by now how much we really do need and to read that, you know, because think about it. When you guys go in your closets, I mean, for me, I probably wear the same five things.
Yeah,
me too. Me too.
You know? So, I think it's going to be really a rebirth in a way, but it's going to be slow and soft fabric, you know, soft colors. I don't think it's going to be like Little House on the Prairie. I think some women will be popping.
Amish look.
I'm
Let me
sorry,
ask you, Liz, have you seen any trikinis instead of the bikini, the trikini with the mask and the, you know, the bra and the bikini bottoms? Have you seen anything like that now?
A little bit. What do you think? I mean,
You're asking the wrong person, because I hate the masks. So I think that, I mean, I've seen them advertised here and there, but I wasn't sure if they were real. That's why I'm asking you.
Okay. Yes, and I do not like them. I'm not allowed to say that.
Sure.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
I do not.
I
think
either.
I'm very sensitive on the mask issue. I'll admit, I would like to buy a designer one. I think anything's got to be what I'm wearing. You can't even see my face half the time.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Yeah. And so, and it's hard to talk. It's hard to communicate with the checker. But then I feel like, am I really going to walk a hand beaded mask? And they're gorgeous. You should see them online.
Listen, and treat yourself to one. What's the big deal? I mean, if anything, it'll be a great memory, and you'll have a beautiful one for the memory.
That's a very good point. But, like, you know, and it might come in handy for something else later on.
Exactly.
You
but
know,
you,
know.
You will be using it for a couple of months, at least 6 more months, at least.
Well, when I heard that, I was literally like, okay, I'm going to do it. Because the worst, you feel like you don't want to go anywhere, because it's just, I feel uncomfortable. I don't feel secure like this. So did they say 3 to 6 months?
I'm just telling you, it's going to be that long. For us New Yorkers, definitely. I don't know about California. But
well, you know,
Yorkers,
I think what Elite's saying, too, is we don't know. I've known a couple of people that have had this before, and it came back. So we don't know about, I mean, you know, in the beginning, we were like, well, if you have it, you have the antibodies, it can't come back. There's no boomer ricochet effect. But it is. So I know a few people that have had it and have it again. So we now have a different barometer than we did 2 months ago, when we thought, you got it, it's over, that's it. So we don't know where we're standing.
Yeah. Just keep yourself safe.
Now, are things
opening
a little out there?
The Finger Lakes in New York, we have upstate and the Finger Lakes. They're opening. There's a soft opening starting, I think, next week. Different as Long Island, I think, is this week. But again, this is going to be very carefully gauged because if the numbers start rising again, we start closing again. So,
and we're not going
is,
down much. We're not going down
no,
much.
No, not enough. So it's basically right now it's educated guessing based on the numbers that we've seen. And truthfully, you know, this is a horrible thing to say, but more people are going to have to die before we get it right. And that's the sad truth. But this has been historically. Yep. This has been with the plague. This has been with the Spanish flu. This is where we are. And this is how we navigate things. It's like people are going to have to perish for us to know, okay, it can come back. It can come back a second time, a third time. We have to see. We have to see.
Right. And same out here. I mean, you know, everything is still curbside. You know, there. I was very surprised. A lot of the beach towns, when I say beach towns, more down south, you know, towards like South Bay area. Manhattan Beach and Hermosa, they kind of messed it up for us because they were all partying on the beach and we were doing so well. But I was shocked to see my boutique owner friend opened, and which Manhattan Beach is only about 15 minutes from where we live, and I saw him on the news, is opening, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe he did. It's called Manhattan Dinner.
Yeah.
Oh. There, now I just outed him.
no, that's okay.
And, you know, and so I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. And then I went and I did a little, you know, for some research, I went over to Manhattan Beach and I think I saw a Bath and Body Works open. You know, they're following the standards, your mask, feet behind. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand that way. But, opening, and so you know, there, I think the whole, like I had talked about last time, Lori and Elite, I think both the beauty, and this is the first time I think the beauty and the fashion will kind of go more hand in hand, you know. Usually it's like you do your beauty routine in a different way. If you do soft clothes, maybe you're going to go bolder on your face. I think it's going to be minimal in both areas, and they are selling, I'm sure, just like in New York, they are selling, you know, all the hand sanitizers, like, packaged gorgeously. You think it's a fancy perfume, and then you're like, oh, another hand. So it's interesting, and it's tempting, because, you know, I want to go to some of these stores. I'm not, you see, in Los Angeles, apparently, Los Angeles County obviously is huge, but we were the only one to remain closed, which I was kind of surprised by that. They had opened,
interesting.
Casino has opened, and most have, following the strict guidelines. But I kind of agree with you, Lori, that as terrible as it sounds, we really don't know where we are yet.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I know it. I know it, honey. Yeah. Yeah.
That more people die, but like we can't come up with a set, you know, okay, Sephora will be open at this, and this. And I'm a sample girl as well. Nothing makes me happier to go in there and do. I think samples are going to be out of the picture for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
That's a problem.
We're hitting with. I'm sorry, Liz, we're dealing with a hit-and-miss philosophy, and this is just the only way we're going to do it. And, you know, again, it's happened before, but it's not going to help any businesses, especially any fashion, any industry, sustain an income. So that, I think, is the scariest part. We're groping in the dark. That's really what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Is women want to get back to obviously a nail salon, or maybe, you know, even if it's just a cleanup, or
You know, what's funny is that I was speaking to one of my friends yesterday, and she's a huge nail salon person, hair dye. But she found somebody that comes to her house and does everything for her, you know, with masks and stuff on. But mm-hmm. there are people out there that will help you. I mean, I even asked my hair cutter, my hairstylist, if she could come to my house, cut my hair on the patio, you know, mm-hmm. but she refused. But a lot of people are willing to come into your house and do it, you know, whatever you need. So you have to find that special someone.
That is so funny because my girlfriend got hers to come to her house. She looks amazing.
Right.
And I called mine, and she said no.
Right. Mine said no, too.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, see,
oh.
But see, we're dealing with an economy. Go ahead, Liz. Go. I'm going to finish my point after you talk. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just ranting about why she went to my girlfriend's house and not mine. You know, I'm like, I don't understand. I am your best customer.
Right.
But she just really said, look, I'm not putting down on you or your family. There's a lot of people living in your house right now.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's, yeah.
You got a family. And I understand. And you can't push back, you know.
No,
you just can't.
No, you have to understand, right.
And that's what we're dealing with.
Right.
We're
Go
dealing
ahead.
With a weak economy where people are becoming desperate, and
mm-hmm.
desperate equals reckless. And that's what's happening. And again, look, if you have to pull kids out of college because of this, if you are food insecure and there's a way of you making a living, you're going to take it. And I totally get it. And there was the grace of God. But this is what's happening. People are going to be making the wrong decisions business-wise, and people are going to be making the wrong decisions based on
health-wise.
How they look and their ego. Yeah, and their ego, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And it's a scary place to be.
Yeah.
It is a scary place to be. I mean, the fact of the matter is I have children. They are
mm-hmm.
not babies, you know. And I'm asking her to come to my house. Granted, I thought the whole family could get a haircut. My husband offered to do it for all of us, but no, he can't do it. That doesn't work. But the fact of the matter is, she said to me straight out, Elizabeth, I need the money. I
mm-hmm.
need it.
Yeah, of course, I get it.
I am paranoid right now. And,
yeah.
you know, it's okay.
You can't swear any other way. That's it.
No, and that will probably be, I think, step four for us, the last to open.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Step four is going to be the last thing. Entertainment, you know, beauty, all that stuff.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly
right. Even with sustainable things, it will be the last.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, Elite knows this story. My mother-in-law lived on top of me. She had the apartment upstairs. And her biggest thing was her hair. She's an Italian woman, 85. She got her hair done every week. And the biggest thing for her was not getting her hair done. So 2 weeks before she went into the hospital, she says to me, I think I could get Lana to come to the house. And I said, listen, lady, nobody gets past me. Pretend I'm the Statue of Liberty being laid down across the harbor. Nobody is getting in this house without passing me. And if she tries to come in, I'm going to have her license. I'm going to call the Bureau of Professional Discipline. She cannot come in here over my dead body. Shut her up 2 seconds. That was it. Get Bobby Pinsuits. That's
the
what
thing
I
is,
said.
I wasn't even going to let her in the house. I was going to do it on my patio. Outdoors.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah, right.
Still,
that's what I was going to do.
But nobody's
in the house.
You're young and you're healthy. You're not compromised.
No,
yeah.
I understand that. And so is she. She's younger than me, and she's healthy as well. So, whatever.
Her done. That's so sweet.
Well, I was not
she
the one. She, and she every week, nothing. I got to get my hair done on Saturday. And she went every week for probably 30 years.
Those are the old Italian women. They were in the beauty parlor.
That was it. That was it. But
that's also the socializing thing, too.
Yeah, but I was not going to allow an 85-year-old woman who has COPD to get her hair done by somebody who's coming in on mass transit.
No.
Not going to happen. Not on my watch. And, of course,
she
slammed the phone down, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Get as mad as you want, lady. It's not happening. So.
No.
And my condolences about your mother.
Oh, thank you.
Please.
Thank you. She's in a better place. She transitioned. She had a beautiful send-off. So that's all you could ask for.
That's it.
Right. I mean, but my grandmother was like that, and even if she had nowhere to go, maybe that's where I get it from. She just was in that beauty parlor for 2 or 3 hours, and those women would talk, especially Southern women, and they would talk and gossip. It was like a scene out of Steel Magnolias, but they got
exactly. Exactly right.
That's what I pictured, That's what I pictured.
You know?
It was a socialization thing that was the big thing,
Yes.
They're getting their hair done.
Yeah. And so I still feel, very optimistic about everything, and maybe talking to that designer, Monica, I think it will come back. I think it's going to take some time. I think the events are on hold. I really do.
Yeah. I'm sure of it.
And I know that there is a virtual fashion show coming up, and I will watch it, and I will take notes because I would like to see what this is about. And there's also an impact fashion show coming up, which is all sustainable, but I want to compare the two just to see.
Sure. That's your thing, yeah. At least you have something to see and watch now. Keep you busy.
No, I know.
That's the
I miss
part.
It.
Yeah, I know.
Watching those women come down the runway and then just going, that's not realistic. Who's going to wear
it? And mostly they aren't realistic.
Right. But that plays into the whole,
the whole fashion trend.
So,
yeah.
We shall see, and I hope to have more notes on that next week because they both stream this week.
Good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm excited for
and
that.
Go
ahead.
Until Broadway opens up. I mean, that's a biggie. Broadway has. I think it has its pulse on the fashion industry because people get dressed up to go to a. I mean, it's a big deal. So until we have Broadway, the way we knew Broadway, and I'm hoping that comes about because from what I'm hearing from people in the theater, it's not going to exist the way it did, the way we knew it. So I think that is going to have a very big impact on all of this, whether we open or not.
Broadway's not going to open. They already said Broadway is not going to open until at least the end of October, November. They already discussed that. Yeah.
If then.
Now,
if, yeah.
Yesterday I heard, granted this isn't in Italy, the Venice Film Festival is going to happen in September. And as you guys know, fashion and film influence each other. So there might be some film festivals in Europe that could, give fashion a push, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's enough,
Yeah, and they, they're basically, they did open, softly, so let's see. But don't forget, they started before us, so we were the last to get infected. So.
Yeah.
But I'll be watching because I want to see how they,
I think
that's going to be the first kind of look into where we're headed because they tend to be ahead of times anyway, whether it's Paris or Italy.
Yeah.
So
I'm
excited to see that. I know that is for sure.
Well, at least you have something to look forward to. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. I do.
We're changing the model of everything. Every industry now has to look at things differently and change the format And then you know what? If there's some form, there's some models that I'm not going to have to go back to the old format for whatever reason, but at least we could sustain until we can. And that's the most important thing.
Well, I think it's a good thing that we, you know, reinvent and open, you know, things differently. I mean, there's a reason why this is happening, and the whole world is infected.
Yeah.
So
it's
telling us that we have to do things differently because there's something gravely wrong here, something very wrong. And if we don't fix it,
or just overbuying, or things we just don't need in all areas of life, you know?
Right,
even
exactly.
Food, there's something going on, and I don't want to be one of those people that say it's never going to be the same again, but it's definitely going to take a while. We're not going to jump back.
I think so,
it's going to be the same.
I think so,
We're creatures of habit. We're creatures of habit. Yeah, definitely, but it's not going to be for a while. At least a year, I'm thinking. At least a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like a long time.
It is a long time, but that's the truth. Unless they come out with this
a vaccine,
anything. With all the money that's invested in medical research, I don't understand this. This is what I don't understand. It's all about the money, money, money. It's not about saving people's lives. Even with all the equipment we needed and we couldn't get, it's about the money. They're bidding on wars. I mean, if it wasn't for us people, there would be no money. We make these money. We invest. We buy. So just let us survive and let us get on with our lives.
Yeah. I agree.
I agree as well. I mean, the other day I was one of the ones that, you know, in the line of 85 people to get into Target because I was having withdrawals and I was going to get a necklace. Yeah. You know, I was like, I'm going in there. And I was in there for 2 hours.
Wow.
So,
brought back memories, huh?
I mean, Lori, I needed to be pulled out by security, okay?
Wow.
Because
how many people are allowed in there at a time? I mean, that's crazy.
You know, Target's a big one, and this is a big one. Again, this isn't putting Manhattan Beach on the map, but they let, out of as big as it is, they only let, 15 to 20 in at the time. And I said, are not standing in line. You are not going to do it. Sure enough, I'm in that line. My daughter called me. She's like, we picked up from beach volleyball. I'm like, I'm in Target. Give me 5 minutes. She's like, you're still in there? I'm like, well, I'm sure. I kept putting things back. I don't want you guys to think I was in there pulling up a basket for 2 hours. I kept putting things back.
Right.
You know, felt a little,
just to walk around and feel normal, right?
But that's exactly it. That you out of your cage. I totally get it.
I promise I didn't buy 85 things. I didn't.
But you can
but
buy it if
I
you want. That's fine.
No, I can't. But it just felt so weird walking around.
I know.
Isn't it funny that Target, I guess, I was never closed. Is it an essential place? It's so essential
it
that
is.
It needs to be open?
They sell milk and they sell eggs.
They sell everything.
Essential.
I totally get that. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's the reason. Yeah. That's the reason.
Wow.
Paper towels.
That's actually
paper.
The first place I went, the big shopping, when this whole thing started shutting down because everything was empty.
Target
was
the
only thing that was, they had some stuff. So.
The ones by me remained open, I think, throughout this. I don't think there was ever a slip. There was never.
They were always
open.
So
Liz, my
darling.
There. Thank you for joining us, and you'll be on
next
month.
No,
Because
we can't live without you. We need to know things.
And when you come back, you're going to let us know about those fashion shows and what they've shown. And,
I want to dip to the couture just a little bit. I want to see what's happening with that. And I do think that there will be a lot of new news by the next time I come on. So I look forward to that.
God willing.
From your mouth to God's ears. Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
So
and we will post all the stuff for tomorrow. To give, if there's anything different that you want to shout out now, certainly do that.
Okay. Look at me. I'm like, okay.
okay. And we're waiting.
Well, you are welcome at any time to jump on my, I'm actually going to start mentioning you guys, if that's okay, on my Instagram Live.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
great.
I've been getting some different, not just fashion, like music and actors and actresses, you know, believe it or not. I had to go that way because fashion has been so low. Monica was one of the first fashion people I did have. So I will mention you guys. I've been dying to
love
do that because they're like, what is this thing? You moved to New York City? I'm like, I wish, but no. I'm here in Los Angeles. And so anytime you see on my Facebook or Instagram, please jump on. I'm happy to have anybody watch.
I will. We will,
Definitely perfect.
I appreciate everything.
Thank you, darling. We love you. Stay
safe
until next month, baby.
Yes.
Bye-bye,
okay.
Liz.
Take care.
Honey. Bye-bye.
That's a, you know what I want to get, Elite? You know, this is what I'm going to do before she comes on. The Doors, L.A. Woman. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do before she comes on. I'm gonna get it queued up and just that'll be for her section. But she's doing great things out there. And I remember something somebody told me a while ago about fashion. Stick to shoes.
Shoes is always the big thing, definitely.
It'll be a different heel, but shoes will always exist. People are always buying shoes. Doesn't matter. Gain weight, lose weight, you got your shoes. And don't get me wrong, shoes will fit. You gain weight, you lose weight, shoes will fit differently. But, that's it's wonderful to have experts in the field grappling with us and trying to make sense of all of this. Thank you, Elizabeth, for showing up, and she's on with us every month. Next week, we're going to have Meryl Pearlstein and Pamela Silvestri talking about the restaurant industry, another industry that's taking a lot of punches, a lot of kicks.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that, and I think that's our show, Love Dove. What do you think?
Yes, it sure is another successful one in the books.
Another successful one, and I want to thank my partner in crime, Lee Ziegelman, for 8 years and then some riding shotgun and making this an easy effort. And it's always easier when you have somebody else to volley back and forth and you have other information being infused and another opinion. Even if it's an opinion that is contrary to mine, I actually enjoy that more.
Yes,
I actually enjoy it more. Like when Nancy Donahue joins the show and she'll say, I disagree with Lori. I love it because it's going to take it in. I don't care. I'm not here to win, public opinion. I love it because they're going to take it in another direction. So I always smile when that happens. And thank you to the audience for listening to us. And we'll be back next week, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. Join us if you can. If you can't, our archives.
Archives.
Available. Archives. What did
archives.
I say? I said everything else but that, right? They're always available. So you go to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio and just listen. There's 8 years worth right there. So have a listen, have a drink, just relax and just enjoy. And this too shall pass. Lovely Elise. Next week, my darling. I love you and you stay safe.
You too, sweetie.
take us home, Nina.
Oh, Nina, where are you? Oh, Nina. There she is. Bye-bye,
we
everybody.
Need her. Bye-bye. 1, 2, 3.